Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If this is how the Heavenly Father treats His only begotten Son, sending Him down into the mess of His creation in order to bear the sins of every ungrateful person, and before then to fast for 40 days, having taken human flesh with a mouth and a belly, in order that that mouth and belly might refrain from food for 40 days, well then, some son you must be, was the devil's jeer. Immediately before Matthew 4, before Jesus fasting in the wilderness for 40 days, Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan. There, the skies peeled open, and God the Father declared of the one standing in the Jordan, Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So the devil taunted, "Some son you are, if your father sent you out into the wilderness to starve and into creation to suffer." If this is what it means to be a son of God, the crown jewel of His creation, the pinnacle of His creative work, the one who stands in dominion in the Lord's place over creation, but you're not allowed to eat from a tree that would make you like the Creator, knowing good and evil like God Himself, well then, some son you are, was also the devil's taunt to Adam in the garden. The Lord had made the man and woman in His image, had placed them in the garden, had given them dominion over His creation. The Lord entrusted them with serving as His representatives, His stand-ins over creation. But He had forbidden them to eat from one particular tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He had set limits to their creatureliness. Some son you are. God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. If this is all that it means to be a Christian, with all the fun of sin taken away and the joy of persecution to await, well then, some son you are, is the devil's taunt to you as well. If God loves you and is your heavenly Father, why doesn't He take better care of you? Why doesn't He deliver you from your afflictions, your illnesses, your injury, your heartbreak, your sorrow? Why doesn't He shelter you from hard times, from marital strife, from financial hardship, from employment worries? Why doesn't He keep temptation at bay? And so the devil causes you to doubt your sonship of your heavenly Father. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. The devil called Jesus to abandon His trust in His heavenly Father, to stop believing that His heavenly Father also cared for him. The devil wanted him to go it alone. And yet Jesus refused to give in to the devil's trickery and answered that bread is not more important than trust in His heavenly Father. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So, having failed the first temptation to get Jesus to doubt the Father would care for His Son, the devil next tried to get Him to take advantage of His sonship. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the temple and see if your father protects you. And again, Jesus answered with scripture, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. If he calls me his son, so I am. Again, silenced by the incarnate word of God himself, the devil tried a third approach, to tempt Jesus to be a disloyal son. I will give you all the kingdoms of the world if you will just fall down and worship me. And so, for the third and final time, Jesus responds, begone, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And so the devil left him. But why? Why endure these temptations? Why fast for 40 days? For you, beloved. Your Lord was tempted for you. The writer of Hebrews says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. He was tempted because when tempted, Adam and Eve fell into sin. He was tempted because when tempted, the Israelites fell into sin and idolatry. He was tempted because when you are tempted, you fall into sin. And he was tempted because you sin, by doubting your Heavenly Father's care for you, by taking advantage of your Heavenly Father's protection and provision of you, or by being a rebellious son. He was tempted in exactly the same way as you. And yet he never once yielded, gave in to temptation. He obeyed the Father's will perfectly. He obeyed him perfectly, submitting to his will, even to be nailed to a cross and crucified and died. The Son of God, the one about whom the Heavenly Father declared, "This is my beloved Son," was tempted for you. He withstood all the attacks of the devil for you. He bore the weakness of human flesh for you, and yet did not succumb to sin. All of it he does, not for his own sake, but for you. Because he who was without sin died in the place of sinners, rejected by God the Father in the place of sinners, he has reversed the curse earned by Adam. Where the first Adam failed, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, succeeded. When the devil told him to take and eat, Jesus refused. When the devil told him to put himself in the place of the Father, Jesus refused. And when the devil told Jesus to cease to worship the Lord, he refused. Everywhere that Adam disobeyed, Jesus obeyed. And then he was punished, so that Adam could go free. Some son of God you are, then, indeed. In order to claim you as his very own, God the Father rejected his only begotten Son so that he might give you adoption as a son of God. See what kind of love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called sons of God, and so we are. Through the waters of holy baptism, God has claimed you as his beloved Son. He has placed his triune name upon you, left an indelible mark of his cross upon you, and given you a new identity. You belong to him. Because of this, as he did to Jesus, the devil will not cease to get you to give up your standing as a son of God. He will tempt you incessantly to doubt your Heavenly Father's providence for you by using stresses and temporary trials in life to distract you from the Father's good gifts that never cease, forgiveness, life, and salvation. He will tempt you to take advantage of your Father's care and concern for you by inviting you to test his goodness, skipping out on these good gifts, throwing yourself off of the Lord's temple into the world, The devil will tempt you to be a rebellious son, enticing you to continue your worship of all your false gods, to continue to persist in sins from which you have been set free. But your Lord was tempted for you. He resisted temptation for you, so that his death might pay the penalty for your inability to withstand temptation. And he defeated the devil in the wilderness. And he defeated the devil on the cross. And your Lord is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. In every temptation, he gives you a way out. What is his way out of temptation and sin? Forgiveness. The forgiveness Jesus has won on the cross is delivered to you in the waters of holy baptism, in the words of absolution, in the body and blood of Jesus, in the bread and wine of his holy communion. The forgiveness that changes, that both changes who you are from sinner into saint and drives away the devil with all of his lies and all of his tempting, is here in the Lord's house, week in and week out for you. With his forgiveness, he causes the devil's lies and his temptations and the allure of sin to cease. So take and eat. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.